Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, October 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Some upbeat economic news pushed U.S. stocks higher today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 153 points, closing at 28,363. The S&P 500 closed 18 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 21 points. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell to 787,000 last week, suggesting the number of new layoffs are trending lower. And sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. last month rose to a new 14-year high. Shares of German drug and agriculture giant Bayer fell about 1%. The drop came after the California Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal seeking to appeal a jury verdict that Bayer's herbicide Roundup caused a groundskeeper's cancer. That could leave Bayer on the hook for a $20.4 million judgment. Goldman Sachs shares rose 1.2%. We report exclusively that the bank will be cutting and recouping $174 million in executive compensation, including from current CEO David Solomon, as part of its effort to end a years-long investigation into its dealings with a Malaysian investment fund known as 1MDB. Airline shares rose sharply Thursday, even after reporting big losses in the third quarter, after industry executives said they're seeing signs that Americans are traveling again. Investors are also hopeful that negotiations over a broader stimulus package would likely include more aid for airlines. American shares were up more than 3.3%, and Southwest shares climbed 5.8%. Hotel chains were also winners. Hilton Worldwide Holdings rose about 6%, and MGM Resorts International was up 5.6%. And after the bell, toy maker Mattel reported 10% quarterly revenue growth. That includes a 29% sales increase for its line of Barbie dolls. Parents are buying the iconic dolls for their kids to help them cut down on screen time during the pandemic. We have more details on today's market activity and market analysis at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.